So, would I be able to get an appointment with Lorna Cranny, please?
Could you tell me what it's in connection with, please? Roughly, is it property, probate, or what?
Two groups of topics. One is about data protection and defamation, etc. And another is about a judicial review.
Alright. Okay, and your name is?
Nicholas Paul Colon de Gloucester.
Oh, no, it's going to start again. Your first name?
Nicholas Paul.
H-O-L-A-S. Now spell the rest, please.
So, N-I-O-C-L-A-F-O-D-A-S space P-O-F-O-D-A-L space
P-O-F-O-D-A-L, yes.
Space C-A-I-L E A-F-O-D-A-N and then the...
P-O-D-A-N, yeah. Yeah, and right. And your phone number, please. 01
8350 646.
You haven't been here before.
Oh, I have been. I have met her before, but not on these issues. So, yes, I expect so. I had met her. We had been in contact in November about libels, but those were libels by defendants in Portugal, and so she said that because of the international elements, that for those libels I would need a big law firm, so she didn't take it on. But I'm ringing today though about a defamation from the 27th of April, which happened by a defendant in this jurisdiction, so I hope she can help me.
Today is the
27th,
isn't it?
Oh, my mistake. It happened on the 23rd of April. Today is the 27th. Sorry, so last week.
All right, I was beginning to wonder now, you know.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, hold on a second, please.
Thanks a lot.
Hello, is this am I this Nicholas?
Lorna, hi.
Hiya.
Thanks a lot for the meeting that we had last year about libels by defendants in Portugal. This is not the same topic for today. There are two groups of recent incidents in this jurisdiction alone. On the 23rd of April, a person in this jurisdiction perpetrated a defamation against me, so I hope, I think he may have done it by telephone or by an email. I do not have access to it, so I do not know. So
how do you know? How do you not have access to it? Where, how did it happen?
Because the publishee thereof informed me or emailed me to inform me about it, but instead of the publishee is Bill Holohan. He's based in Cork. He is a solicitor. I had been in contact with instructing him for a judicial review. I didn't get the impression from your website that you worked on that.
You don't.
Before this defamation, he had been interested in accepting instructions from me, and he requested me to send a proof of identification, etc., to his firm. So I went to his firm, and a secretary or some non-solicitor who works for him lied to him about me. Now maybe he made a misimpression. Well, okay, he misinformed him. Maybe he misinterpreted how I behaved, or something. But he misinformed him, Dr. Holohan, about how I behaved, and therefore Dr. Holohan emailed me stating that he refuses to accept instructions from me.
So hang on, so I'll just be clear. You want to sue me to sue Professor Holohan or Dr. Holohan or whatever his name is?
No. This employee thereof, because this employee misinformed him.
And it's on foot of something that Dr. Holohan has put in an email to you.
Yes. So now there could be a concern of
Nicholas. Yeah? There's no way you're going to win that case.
Really?
Send me on the email.
Yes, please.
This is a solicitor's office. Solicitor's office is it's not the public. When you ring up a private office and look for representation, and you talk to a member of that staff, it is as if you are talking to the organisation as a whole. So if I ring to speak to Dr. Holohan, and let's say Dr. Holohan is a private organisation, he's a private man, he's a solicitor, he's a sole trader. That his office saying something to him about you isn't public. It fails on the public aspect of it.
Ah, I understand.
Like if my office said something to me about a client, if they went down to the road and said it to the shop across the road, then there's my publication. But internal communications between office staff to each other about a client of that office fails the publication test.
I understand, but would there be a data protection aspect of it, or...?
I don't do data protection. It's not worthwhile. The value of the data protection is never worth the cost of the case.
Oh.
In fact, actually, I should say to you, Nicholas, generally defamation is not worth the cost of the case, unless it has substantial and overreaching effects, but generally, unless the defamation is really provable, it's not always worth it, but data protection is even less. I suppose not valuable, but it carries a bit less of a punitive award, and so you're talking about a couple of €100 for a successful breach of data protection case that takes about 6 or 7 years to run, so we just don't do it.
Mm. 6 or 7 years for a data protection breach case, so that's a long time. And then,
long time.
Yeah, and then, well, thanks a lot for these warnings, and then, I am an Asperger autist, so it may be possible that this secretary misinterpreted my behaviour. But do you discrimination law or?
No, but you know you can do that case yourself.
Yes.
You need to be represented. That's an employment law matter, so you can get into the Employment Appeals Tribunal and bring a discrimination case because the person that is actually probably the most easy case to make in respect of what you're saying happened.
Yeah.
That is the most straightforward case to make, and probably the one that it falls under the better heading of is a discrimination and an employment law matter.
Thanks. I used to think it would be at the Workplace Relations Commission, but...
WRC, yeah, no, it could be at the WRC if it's, I think it's the EAT if it's discrimination. Hang on a second.
Well, I mean...
It's definitely the website that does all the forms for it,
yeah.
Sorry. Discrimination, WRC... Discrimination, WRC, Employment Law, Equal Status Acts. I think it's under... Commission, I can advise... If you're discriminated against unlawfully on any of the 10 prohibited grounds... Refer a dispute, make a complaint... quality related complaint... Yeah, sorry, it's on the WRC website anyway. You can make a complaint in relation to the Equal Status Act. I think it ends up in the EAT, but I could be wrong anyway. But either way, the complaint form is available to you on the WRC... website.
Yes, I believe that actual employment disputes which would go to an appeal could go into the EIT or the Labour Court or something, but
Possibly.
Well,
I don't know. I don't do employment, so.
Fair enough.
Thank you for it.
Well, thanks a lot. So maybe just one last question. As you're not going to do a data protection case, can you suggest someone who might do it for me?
I don't know anyone in the solicitors that are doing it, but I know that it's not something that you need a solicitor for. You can also refer a complaint under the Data Protection Commissioners, the European, so just Google Data Protection Commissioners, and you can actually do a complaint yourself without the aid of a solicitor.
Right. Well, thanks for this feedback, and I'm still thinking of using you for a will when I get around to it, but I'm not there yet.
That's all right.
Thanks a lot. Bye. Thanks a lot. I need it.
Bye.